Away from the law of love.
Charles Honnell, early 20th century New Thought author.
You can see the law of attraction working when people win the lottery. They imagined and felt with all their heart that they would win the lottery. They spoke about when they win the lottery, not if they win the lottery. And they planned and imagined what they would do when they won. And they won! But the statistics on lottery winners show the real evidence of money sticking or not. Within a few years of winning the lottery, the majority of people have lost the money and are in more debt than before they won the lottery. This happens because they use the law of attraction to win the lottery, but even when they receive money, they didn't change how they really felt about money, and they lost it all. The money didn't stick to them. When you don't feel good about money, you repel it. It will never stick to you. Even when you get some extra money you hadn't figured on receiving, in no time at all you will find that it is slipped through your fingers. Bigger bills come in, things break down, and unforeseen circumstances of every kind occur, all of which drains you of money and takes it right out of your hands. So what is it that makes money stick? Love. Love is the attracting force that brings money, and love is also the power that makes money stick. It has nothing to do with whether you are a good person or not. That aspect of you is beyond any question whatsoever, because you are far more magnificent than you realize. You have to give love and feel good about money to bring it to you and make it stick. Right now, if you lack money and your credit card debt is increasing, you have no sticking power and you are repelling money. It doesn't matter what financial state you are in now. It doesn't matter what financial state your business, your country, or the world is in. There is no such thing as a hopeless situation. There are people who lived during the Great Depression who thrived because they knew the law of love and attraction. They lived the law by imagining and feeling everything they wanted, and they defied the circumstances that surrounded them.
Let our lives be good, and the times are good. We make our times. Such as we are, such are the times. St. Augustine of Hippo, 4th century theologian and bishop.
The force of love can break through every single obstacle or situation. World problems are no obstacle for the force of love. The law of attraction operates with the same power whether the times are up or down.
How to change the way you feel about money.
When you change the way you feel about money, the amount of money in your life will change. The better you feel about money, the more money you magnetize to yourself. If you don't have much money, then receiving bills won't make you feel good. But the moment you react negatively to a big bill, you give bad feelings, and most surely you will receive bigger bills. Whatever you give, you receive back. The most important thing is that when you pay your bills, you find a way, anyway, to make yourself feel good. Never pay your bills when you don't feel good, because you will just bring bigger bills to you. To change what you're feeling, you need to use your imagination to turn your bills into something that makes you feel better. You can imagine they're not really bills at all, but instead you've decided to donate money to each company or person out of the goodness of your heart because of the wonderful service they provide. Imagine your bills are checks you're receiving. Or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill by thinking about how you've benefited from their service, for electricity or being able to live in a home. You can write across the front of a bill when you pay it, "Thank you. Paid." If you don't have the money to pay the bill right away, Right across the front of it, thank you for the money. The law of attraction doesn't question whether what you imagine and feel is real or not. It responds to what you give, period.
You are rewarded not according to your work or your time, but according to the measure of your love. St. Catherine of Siena, 14th century philosopher and doctor of the Catholic Church.
When you receive your salary, be grateful for it so it multiplies. Most people don't even feel good when they're paid because they're so worried about how to make their salary last. They miss an incredible opportunity to give love every time they're paid. When some money comes into your hands, no matter how little it is, be grateful. Remember, whatever you're grateful for multiplies. Gratitude is the great multiplier.
Seize every opportunity to play.
Seize every moment that you are handling money to make the money multiply by feeling good. Feel love when you pay for anything. Feel love when you hand over money. Feel love with all your heart by imagining how much your money is helping the company and the staff who work for the company. It will make you feel good about the money you're giving instead of feeling bad because you have less money. The difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with money for the rest of your life. Here is a game you can play so you remember to feel good about money each time you handle it. Imagine a dollar bill. Imagine the front of the dollar bill as the positive side, which represents plenty of money. Imagine the back of the dollar bill as the negative side, representing a lack of money. Each time you handle money, deliberately flip the bills so the front is facing you. Put bills in your wallet with the front facing you. When you hand over money, make sure the front is facing upward. By doing this, you are using money as your cue to remember to feel good about plenty of money. If you are using a credit card, then flip the credit card to the front where your name is. Because the front of your credit card is telling you that there is an abundance of money and it has your name on it. When you pay for anything, as you hand over your card or money, imagine an abundance of money for the person you are handing it to. And mean it. Whatever you give out, you receive back. Imagine that you are wealthy right now. Imagine that you have all the money you need right now. How would you live your life differently? Think about all the things you would do. How would you feel? You would feel different. And because you would feel different, you would walk differently. You would talk differently. You would hold your body in a different way and you would move differently. You would react differently to everything. Your reaction to bills would be different. Your reaction to people, circumstances, events, and everything in life would be different because you would feel different. You would be relaxed. You would have peace of mind. You would feel happy. You would be easygoing about everything. You would enjoy every day without giving any thought to tomorrow. That's the feeling you want to capture. That is the feeling of love for money, and that feeling is magnetically sticky.
Capture the feeling associated with your realized wish by assuming the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of the thing you desire, and your wish will objectify itself. Neville Goddard, 20th Century New Thought Author.
Say yes to money.
Remember, anytime you hear of another person receiving more money or success, get excited because it means you're on that frequency. It is evidence that you're on a good frequency, so be as excited as if it were happening to you, because your reaction to the news is everything. If you react with joy and excitement for the other person, you are saying yes to more money and success for yourself. If you react by feeling disappointed or envious that it's not happening to you, your bad feelings are saying no to more money and success for yourself. If you hear of a person winning the lottery, or you hear of a company making record profits, be excited and happy for them. The fact that you heard the news tells you that you're on the same frequency, and your reaction of feeling good feelings for those people says yes for you. A few years ago, I reached an all-time low with money in my life. I had several credit cards that I had charged up. My apartment was mortgaged to the limit, and my company was in debt for millions of dollars because I was making a film called The Secret. I think my situation with money was about as bad as anybody's can get. I wanted money to finish the film. I knew the law of attraction, and I knew I had to feel good about money to bring it to me. But it wasn't easy, because every single day I was confronted by the mounting debt with people calling for money, and I had no idea how I would be able to pay my staff's wages. So I took drastic action. I walked to an ATM and drew out several hundred dollars from my credit card account. I needed that money so badly to pay bills and buy food, but I took the money in my hand, walked down a busy street, and I gave the money away to people on the street. I put a $50 bill in my hand, and as I walked, I looked at each person's face as they walked toward me, trying to decide who to give the money to. I wanted to give money to every single person, but I only had a certain amount. I let my heart choose, and I gave the money away to all kinds of people. It was the first time in my life I had felt love for money. But it wasn't the money itself that caused me to feel love. It was giving the money to people that made me feel love for money. It was a Friday, and afterward I had tears of joy all weekend about how good it felt to give money. On Monday afternoon, something astounding happened. My bank account received $25,000 through the most incredible sequence of events. That $25,000 literally fell out of the sky into my life and into my account. I had bought some shares in a friend's company years earlier, and I had forgotten about them because they'd never increased in value. But that Monday morning, I received a phone call asking me if I would sell my shares, as they had skyrocketed in value. And by Monday afternoon, the money for the shares was in my account. I didn't set out to give money away to bring more money to me. I gave it away so I would feel love about money. I wanted to change a lifetime of feeling bad about money. If I had given away that money in order to get money, it would never have worked, because it would have meant I was motivated by feeling a lack of money, which is negative, instead of being motivated by love. But if you give money away, and if you feel love when you give it, most surely it will return to you. One man wrote a check and donated $100 to a charity he felt was really worthwhile. Within 10 hours of writing the check, he closed the largest sale he had ever had in his company.
It's not how much we give, but how much love we put into giving. Mother Teresa, 20th century Nobel Peace Prize winning missionary.
If you are struggling with money, in order to feel really good about money, you can send thoughts of abundance of money to the people whom you pass on the street during the day. Look at each of their faces and imagine giving them plenty of money, and imagine their joy. Feel it and move on to the next person. It's a simple thing to do, but if you really feel it, it will change how you feel about money, and it will change the circumstances of money in your life.
Career and business.
True genius without heart is a thing of naught. For not great understanding alone, not intelligence alone, nor both together make genius. Love. 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 That is the soul of genius. Nicholas Joseph von Jacquin, 18th century Dutch scientist.
It's the attractive force of love that moves all the money in the world. And whoever is giving love by feeling good is a magnet for money. You don't have to earn money to prove yourself. You are worthy of all the money you need now. You are deserving of the money you need now. You are meant to work for the joy of it. You're meant to work because it thrills and excites you. You're meant to work because you love it. And when you love what you do, money follows. If you're doing a job because you believe it's the only way you can earn money and you don't love it, you'll never bring money or the job you love that way. The job you love exists now, and all you have to do to bring it to you is give love. Imagine and feel having the job now, and you will receive it. Look for everything that's good about the job you have and love those things, because when you give love, everything you love follows. The job you love will walk right into your life. An unemployed man applied for a job he had always wanted. After applying for the job, he created a pretend offer letter from the company that included his salary and details of his job. He created a business card with his name and the company's logo, and he looked at the card with feelings of gratitude that he worked for the company. He wrote congratulatory emails to himself every few days for getting the job. This man progressed through the phone interview to face-to-face interviews with 10 people. 2 hours after his interviews, the company called with the news that he had the job. This man received the job he had always wanted, with a far greater salary than he had written in his imaginary offer letter. Even if you don't know what you want to do in your life, all you have to do is give love through good feelings, and you will magnetize everything you love to yourself. Your feelings of love will lead you to your purpose. Your dream job is on the frequency of love, and to receive it, you just have to get yourself there.
Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success.
Albert Schweitzer, 20th century Nobel Peace Prize winning medical missionary and philosopher.
Success in business operates in exactly the same way. If you have a business but it's not doing as well as you want, then something isn't sticky about your business. The biggest thing that causes businesses to become unstuck is giving bad feelings about the lack of success. Even if the business has been going well, if you react with bad feelings when there's a slight dip, you will create a bigger downturn in your business. All the inspirations and ideas that will make your business skyrocket to levels you can scarcely imagine are on the frequency of love. So you have to find ways to feel good about your business and get yourself onto the highest frequency you can. Imagine, play, and create games, and do whatever you can to lift your spirits and feel good. When you lift your feelings, you will lift your business. In every part of your life, every day, love everything you see, love everything around you, and love the success of other companies as though it were your success. If you feel really good about success, no matter whose success it is, you stick success to you. In business or whatever job or work you do, make sure that you give in equal value to the money you receive in profits or from your salary. If you give less value than the money you receive, your business or your career will be doomed to failure. You simply can't take from anyone in life because you will take from yourself. At all times, give equal value for what you're receiving. The only way you can be sure of doing that is to give more value than the money you're receiving. If you give more value than the money you're receiving, your business and career will take off.
Love has unlimited ways for you to receive.
Money is only a tool for you to experience the things you love in life. When you think about the things you can do with money, you will feel much more love and joy than when you think only of money. Imagine being with what you love, doing what you love, and having the things you love, because you will then feel far more love than you will if you only think about money. The attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want, and only one of those ways involves money. Don't make the mistake of thinking that money is the only way you can receive something. That is limited thinking, and you will limit your life. My sister attracted a new car through the most adventurous sequence of events. She was driving to work and she got caught in a flash flood and her car stopped in the water. At the insistence of an emergency rescue worker, she was carried to dry land, even though the water was not dangerously high. She laughed her way through the whole experience, and her rescue even made the nightly television news. My sister's car was irreparably damaged by the water, and within 2 weeks she was given a large check and she bought her dream car. The most wonderful part of this story is that my sister was renovating a house at the time, and she didn't have any spare money for a new car. She didn't even imagine having a new car. She had attracted the beautiful new car to her because she had cried tears of joy when she heard the news that our other sibling had gotten a new car. My sister was so happy and gave so much love for our sibling receiving a new car that the law of attraction moved every element, circumstance, and event to deliver a new car to her too. That is the power of love. You will not know how you will receive what you want until you receive it, but the force of love knows. Get out of your own way and have faith. Imagine what you want, feel the happiness inside you, and the attractive force of love will find the perfect way for you to receive it. Our human minds are limited, but the intelligence of love is unlimited. Its ways are beyond our comprehension. Don't limit your life by thinking money is the only way to get something you want. Don't make money your only target, but make your target what you want to be, do, or have. If you want a new home, imagine and feel the joy of living in it. If you want beautiful clothes, appliances, or a new car, if you want to go to college, move to another country, receive training in music, acting, or a sport. Imagine it. All these things can come to you in an unlimited number of ways.
Love rules.
There is one rule with money. You can never put money ahead of love. If you do, you violate love's law of attraction, and you will suffer the consequences. Love must be the ruling force in your life. Nothing can ever be put above love. Money is a tool for you to use, and you bring it to yourself through love. But if you put money ahead of love in your life, it will cause you to receive a whole bunch of negative things. You can't give love for money and then walk around being rude and negative to people. Because if you do that, you open the door for negativity to walk into your relationships, health, happiness, and finances.
If you require love, try to realize that the only way to get love is by giving it. That the more you give, the more you will get. And the only way you can give it is to fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles Honnell, early 20th century New Thought author.
You are meant to have the money you need to live a full life. You are not meant to be suffering from a lack of money, because suffering adds negativity to the world. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money you need to live a full life comes to you.
Points of power. It's the attractive force of love that moves all the money in the world, and whoever is giving love by feeling good is a magnet for money. You can tell how you feel about money, because if you don't have all you need, then you don't feel good about money. Love is the attracting force that brings money, and love is also the power that makes money stick. When you pay your bills, find a way, any way, to make yourself feel good. Imagine your bills are checks you're receiving, or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill. When some money comes into your hands, no matter how small it is, be grateful. Remember, gratitude is the great multiplier. Feel love when you pay for anything instead of feeling bad because you have less money. The difference between the two is the difference between having plenty of money and struggling with money for the rest of your life. Use physical money as your cue to remember to feel good about plenty of money. Imagine the front of each bill as the positive side, which represents plenty of money. Each time you handle money, deliberately flip the bill so the front is facing you. If you feel really good about success, no matter whose success it is, you stick success to you. Give an equal value to the money you receive through profits or your salary. If you give more value than the money you're receiving, your business and career will take off. Money is only a tool for you to experience the things you love in life. The attractive force of love has unlimited ways for you to receive what you want, and only one of those ways involves money. Imagine being with what you love, doing what you love, and having the things you love, because you will feel far more love than you will if you only think about money. The beauty of life is that when you put love first, all the money you need to live a full life comes to you. Power and relationships.
Extend to each person, no matter how trivial the contact, all the care and kindness and understanding and love that you can muster, and do it with no thought of any reward. your life will never be the same again. Og Mandino, 20th century author.
Giving love is the law that applies to everything in your life. And giving love is the law of relationships. The force of love doesn't care whether you know someone or not, whether a person is a friend or foe, a loved one or a complete stranger. The force of love doesn't care if you're encountering a work colleague, boss, parent, child, student, or a person serving you in a store. With every single person you come into contact, you are either giving love or you're not. And what you give is what you will receive. Relationships are your biggest channel to give love, and so you can change your entire life just through the love you give in your relationships. At the same time, though, relationships can be your biggest downfall because they are often your biggest excuse for not giving love.
What you give to others, you give to yourself.
The most enlightened beings throughout history told us to love others. You are not told to love others just so that you would be a nice person. You were being given the secret to life. You are being given the law of attraction. When you love others, you will have an amazing life. When you love others, you will receive the life you deserve.
The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. St. Paul, first century Christian apostle, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14.
Give love to others through kindness, encouragement, support, gratitude, or any good feeling, and it comes back to you and multiplies itself, bringing love to every other area of your life, including your health, money, happiness, and career. Give negativity to others through criticism, anger, impatience, or any bad feeling, and you will receive that negativity back, guaranteed. And as the negativity comes back, it multiplies itself, attracting more negativity, which affects the rest of your life.
It's not about the other person.
You can tell in your relationships right now what you've been giving. If a current relationship is great, it means you are giving more love and gratitude than negativity. If a current relationship is difficult or challenging, it means you are inadvertently giving more negativity than love. Some people think a relationship is either good or bad because of the other person, but life doesn't happen that way. You can't say to the force of love, "I will give love only when the other person gives it to me." You can't receive anything in life unless you give it first. Whatever you give, you receive. So it's not about the other person at all. It's all about you. It's all about what you are giving and what you are feeling. You can change any relationship right now by looking for the things you love, appreciate, and are grateful for in that person. When you make a deliberate effort to look for the things you love more than you notice negative things, a miracle will take place. It will appear to you as though something incredible has happened to the other person. But it's the force of love that is incredible, because it dissolves negativity, including negativity in relationships. All you have to do is harness the force of love by looking for the things you love in the person, and everything will change in the relationship. I know of hundreds of relationships that have been restored through the power of love. But one particular story of a woman who used love's power to restore her crumbling marriage stands out from the others, because this woman had lost all love for her husband. In fact, she couldn't bear to be near him. Her husband complained every day. He was sick all the time. He was depressed and angry and verbally abusive to her and their four children. When the woman learned about the power of giving love, she decided right away to feel happier despite the problems in her marriage. Immediately, the atmosphere in their home became lighter, and the woman's relationships with her children got better. She then went through her photo albums, looking at the photos of her husband when they first married. She took some of the photos and put them on her desk to look at them every day. And by her doing this, something amazing happened. She felt the love she had first felt for her husband. And as she felt the love return, her feelings of love began to increase dramatically inside her. She reached a point where she loved her husband more than she ever had in her life. Her love became so great that her husband's depression and anger disappeared, and his health began to return. This woman went from wanting to be as far away as possible from her husband to a marriage where they want to be with each other as much as possible.
Love means freedom.
Now here is the tricky bit with giving love in relationships. And it's the one thing that has prevented many from receiving the life they deserve. It's only tricky because people have misunderstood what it means to give love to others. To be very clear about what it means to give love to others, you need to understand what it means not to give love to others. Trying to change another person is not giving love. Thinking you know what is best for another person is not giving love. Thinking you are right and another person is wrong is not giving love. Criticizing, blaming, complaining, nagging, or finding fault with another person is not giving love.
Hate is not conquered by hate. Hate is conquered by love. This is a law eternal. Gautama Buddha, 5th century BC, founder of Buddhism.
I want to share a story I received that demonstrates the care we must take in our relationships. A man's wife had left him and had taken their children with her. The man was devastated. He blamed his wife and he refused to accept her decision. He continued to contact her, determined to do everything he could to change her mind. He may have thought he was acting out of love for his wife and family, but his actions were not loving. He blamed his wife for their marriage ending. He believed that she was wrong and he was right. He refused to accept his wife's decision to choose for herself. Because he would not stop contacting his wife, he was arrested and sentenced to jail. The man eventually realized that he was not giving love when he denied his wife her freedom to choose what she wanted, and that he lost his freedom as a result. The law of attraction is the law of love. And you cannot break it. If you violate it, you break yourself. I am sharing this story because the ending of intimate relationships is very challenging for some people. You cannot deny someone else's right to choose what they want because that is not giving love. It is a bitter pill to swallow when your heart is breaking. but you must respect everyone's freedom and right to choose. What you give to another person, you receive yourself. And when you deny another person's freedom to choose, you will attract negative things that deny your own freedom. Maybe the flow of money to you decreases, or your health weakens, or your job takes a downturn, because all of these things would affect your freedom. There is no other person for the law of attraction. What you give out to others, you give to yourself. Giving love to other people does not mean you let people walk all over you or abuse you in any way, because that's not giving love either. Allowing another person to use you doesn't help that person, and it surely doesn't help you. Love is tough, and we learn and grow through its law. And as part of that learning, we experience consequences. So it is not love to allow another person to use or abuse you. The answer is, get yourself onto the highest frequency of good feelings that you can, and the force of love will resolve the situation for you.
Whenever anyone has offended me, I try to raise my soul so high that the offense cannot reach it. René Descartes, 17th century mathematician and philosopher.
The secret to relationships.
Life presents everything to you so that you can choose what you love. And part of the gift of life is that you are given all kinds of people. So you can choose what you love in those people and turn away from what you don't love. You're not meant to manufacture love for qualities in a person you don't love, but simply to turn away without giving them any feeling. Turning away from what you don't love in someone means you're relaxed about it, and you know life is giving you a choice. It doesn't mean that you argue with them to prove they're wrong, or you criticize or blame them, or that you want to change them because you think you're right. Because if you do any of these things, you are not giving love. Big time.
Your own soul is nourished when you are kind. It is destroyed when you are cruel. King Solomon, 10th century BC, biblical king of Israel, in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17.
When you are on a feeling frequency of love, then only people who are on the same feeling frequency as you are can come into your life. You know, some days you feel really happy. Some days you feel irritated, and others you feel sad. You can be many different versions of yourself. A person in a relationship with you can also be many versions, including happy, irritated, or sad. No doubt you will have seen them being many different versions, but every version is still that person. When you're happy, then only the happy version of other people can come into your life. But you have to be happy to receive the happy versions of other people. It doesn't mean you are responsible for other people's happiness, because everyone is responsible for their own lives and happiness. What it means is there's nothing else for you to do but to feel happy yourself, and the law of attraction will do the rest.
Happiness depends upon ourselves. Aristotle, 4th century BC, Greek philosopher and scientist.
One way to take the sting out of confrontational or difficult relationships is to imagine people as your own personal emotional trainers. The force of love presents you with a whole array of personal emotional trainers, disguised as everyday people, but they are all training you to choose love. Some people may be soft personal emotional trainers because they don't push you very hard and they're so easy to love. Some people may be tough personal emotional trainers because they push you to your limits, as some personal physical trainers do. But they are the ones who are making you stronger to choose love no matter what. Personal emotional trainers can use all kinds of situations and tactics to challenge you. But the thing to remember is that every challenge is presented so you will choose love and turn away from negativity and blame. Some trainers may challenge you to judge them or others, but don't fall for that trap. Judgment is negative and it's not giving love, so if you can't love the good in someone or something, simply turn away. Some trainers may test you by provoking you to feel revenge, anger, or hatred. Turn away by looking for the things you love in life. Some trainers may even hit you with guilt, feelings of unworthiness, or fear. Don't fall for any of them, because negativity of any kind is not love.
Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. Martin Luther King Jr., 20th century Baptist minister and civil rights leader.
If you imagine the people in your life as your personal emotional trainers, it will help you with any difficult relationships. It's the tough trainers who make you stronger and determined to choose love no matter what. But they're also giving you a message. They're telling you that you've gotten yourself onto a negative feeling frequency and you need to feel better to move off it. No one can come into your life and affect you negatively unless you are already on the same negative feeling frequency. If you're on a feeling frequency of love, it won't matter how tough or negative someone is, they will not and cannot affect you. Each person is just doing their job, just as you are doing your job of being a personal emotional trainer to others. Personal emotional trainers, abbreviated, is PETS. There are no enemies. There are only some great pets and some tough pets who are making you great.
The law of attraction is a sticky business.
The law of attraction is a sticky business. When you rejoice in another person's good fortune, their good fortune sticks to you. When you admire or appreciate anything about another person, you're sticking those qualities to yourself. But when you think or discuss negative things about someone else, you're sticking those negative things to you too, and you're putting them into your own life. The law of attraction is responding to your feelings. Whatever you give, you receive. And so if you stick a label on any person, circumstance, or event in life, you are sticking the label on you, and that's what you will receive. Now, this is fantastic news, because it means you can stick everything you love and want to you by looking for the things you love in other people and saying yes to them with all of your heart. The world is your catalogue, and when you understand the power of your love, it is a full-time job noticing everything you love in other people. But it's the easiest and best way to change your whole life. It beats struggle and suffering. All you have to do is notice the things you love in other people and turn away from the things you don't, so you don't give them any feeling. How easy is that?
taking the first footstep with a good thought, the second with a good word, and the third with a good deed, I entered paradise. Book of Arda Viroff, 6th century Zoroastrian religious text.
Gossip is sticky too.
Gossip seems harmless on the surface, but it can cause a lot of negative things in people's lives. Gossip is not giving love. Gossip is giving negativity. And that's exactly what you receive back. Gossip is not harmful to the person who is being spoken of. Gossip harms those gossiping. When you are talking with a family member or a friend, and they tell you about some negative thing that someone said or did, they're gossiping and they're giving out negativity. As you listen to them, you are giving out negativity too, because you are a feeling being and you can't hear negative things without your feelings dropping rapidly. When you talk with a work colleague at lunch and you both talk negatively about someone, you're gossiping and you are giving out negativity. You can't talk about or hear negativity and have good feelings. So to put it frankly, we need to be mindful of not sticking our nose in other people's business, because their business will get stuck on our nose. Unless you want it in your life, turn away from it without feeling anything. You'll not only be doing yourself a favor, but you'll also be doing the other people a favor who don't realize the negative effect gossip can have on their lives. If you find yourself gossiping or listening to gossip, stop mid-sentence and say, "But I am so grateful that," and finish the sentence with something good about the person being gossiped about.